Mariner Books and Harper Audio present White Lies, The Double Life of Walter F. White and America's Darkest Secret by A.J. Bame, read by Wayne T. Carr. No state shall deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, 1868. The right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of race, color, or previous condition of servitude. 15th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, 1870. As my father lay dying in a Jim Crow hospital in Atlanta, he put into words for my brother and me the faith which has sustained him throughout his life. Human kindness, decency, love, whatever you wish to call it, he said, is the only real thing in the world. It's up to you two, and others like you, to use your education and talents to make love as positive an emotion in the world as our prejudice and hate. That's the only way the world can save itself. Walter White, A Man Called White. Author's note. In telling the story of Walter Francis White, I have attempted to use primary sources as much as possible. His letters, his papers, his diaries and memoirs, as well as those of the figures around him. All quotations in this book, and the spellings and terminologies in them, are original to those sources. They include, at times, racial slurs such as the N-word. All other language in this book conforms to current-day nomenclature according to the AP style book, including the capitalization of the word black when used to describe race. Introduction. At the risk of getting ahead of myself, I want to say, many listeners will find in this book occurrences that will feel impossible to believe. Events that you may think could never have happened in the United States of America. For others, this story will hit closer to home. The difference between these two listeners is exactly what White Lies is about. White, black, and the shades in between. The central figure is Walter Francis White, born in Atlanta in 1893 and raised there as well. Both of Walter's parents came from enslaved families in Georgia. And while they were African American.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?